The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
He is an egocentric maniac. You should have seen what he did. There was these wonderful, peaceful protesters in Lafayette Square, and President Donald Trump had them cleared out. They were injured. They were forced out. They were brutally beaten just so he could go across the street and raise a Bible in the air and have a photo op. That's the kind of man Donald Trump is. Remember that? That was repeated on all of the mainstream media, and I do mean all. Well, we just got some news. Yeah, real news. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so much for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Listen, I am not trying to idolize Donald Trump. I'm not trying to put him up on a platform of any kind. But I always try to uphold truth over emotion and hysteria. I keep telling you this, and I believe it. Probably the major difference between a leftist and someone on the right is their attitude towards truth. The liberal left cares little about truth and facts. What they care about is their ideology, their agenda. And it doesn't make any difference what they have to do in order to advance their agenda because, now listen carefully, because it's, again, personal opinion, but I believe it is true. The liberal left is so self-centered, so convinced that they are right, they are willing to twist, turn, pervert the truth, or just lie through their teeth. Because if their agenda is advanced, it will be for everybody's good. So if you got to lie a little, distort a little bit, exaggerate a little bit, it's okay because the end justifies the means. That's part of the mantra of the liberal left. The end justifies the means. They believe Donald Trump was dangerous. We got to get rid of him. So we will use whatever method, whatever means we need to do. We will spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on a Russian collusion investigation. And the most important thing we found out for that whole Russia collusion thing, what was the single most important thing that we found out? Well, it all began supposedly with the Russian dossier, otherwise known as the Steele dossier. What did we find out? That was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Yeah, and that's not, by the way, that's not rumor or innuendo. That's true. So, that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. So after it was all said and done, Russian collusion, he's a Russian agent, Russian. What did we find out? No proof, no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. None. But please remember, They hated Trump more than they loved the truth. And again, the end justifies the means. So the press, the mainstream press, the MSM, the mainstream press is part of the liberal left. They are. They are an extension of the Democrat Party. They are an extension of the liberal left. So for 4 years, the mainstream media was looking for anything that they could use against Donald Trump. And the famous scene where the rioters, who were, by the way, this was kind of put under the rug, swept under the rug. They were going to burn down one of America's most historic churches. Yeah, the little church across the Lafayette Square from the White House. They were going to burn it down. Yeah, the peaceful protesters. They were going to burn down one of America's most historic buildings. But anyway, so Donald Trump decided to go over to the church. He wanted the American people to know, I'm not going to allow that church to be burned down, and I'm not afraid of the rioters and so forth. So anyway, he went across, held the Bible in his hand, had pictures taken, and all of the mainstream media, I don't believe there was a single exception, were all over Trump. Can you believe what he did? They pepper sprayed, rubber bullets. They used chemical agents on these peaceful protesters just so he could have a photo op. This is the kind of man he is. Remember that? Of course you remember it. It was everywhere. Well, we just found out yesterday. Quote, on Wednesday, an internal government investigation report found that protesters were not cleared out of Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Park so the then President Donald Trump could pose for pictures while holding up a Bible. The 37-page report was released by Interior Department Inspector General Mark Lee Greenblatt, who revealed that the clear out was done in order to allow a contractor to install anti-scale fencing in response to the destruction of property and injury to officers that took place 2 days earlier. Destruction of property, the injury of officers. The Interior Department said, we got to do something about it. People are being hurt. There's property that's being destroyed. And so the Interior Department ordered the crowd to be dispersed so that a contractor could, quote, install anti-scale fencing in response to the destruction of property and injury to officers that took place 2 days earlier. The Interior Department did not even know that the president had plan to go over to the church. Didn't even know. Quote, Lee explained that U.S. Park Police officials had begun implementing the operational plan several hours before they knew of a potential presidential visit to the park. So it's the old, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Evidently, the president decided to go visit the church because someone had told him the park department is clearing everybody out anyway, and it would be a good opportunity for you to go and visit the church and show the American public you're not afraid. Yeah. So in other words, President Trump had nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada to do with the protesters being cleared out of Lafayette Park. He had nothing to do with it. We learn that now. Now, will any of the mainstream media offer an apology? Are you kidding me? Of course not. Yeah. Isn't it fascinating that now that Donald Trump is out of office, how many things we're finding out that he said were actually true, that were called lies? That's interesting. Now, again, I'm not trying to set Donald Trump up on a pedestal, but I am trying to point out the absolute corruption of the mainstream media.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I was just thinking, I was watching a little bit of the news during the break. President Biden is in the UK right now. He met with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And I was just thinking, now let me ask you a question. You turn on the TV and you got a cold, all right? Your nose is running, your throat is sore, and you got a cold, and a commercial comes on for a cold remedy. Okay, now you got to use your imagination, all right? Are you with me? Use your imagination. You got a cold, your nose is running, so you turn on the TV, and here comes a commercial for a cold remedy. And it's a guy sitting there, and he's got like four boxes of Kleenex sitting around him. His nose is bright red, and he looks into the camera and goes, I want you to buy Smith's cold cold remedy because, excuse me, oh, go ahead and blow my nose, I'm sorry. Smith's cold remedy, it's the greatest stuff. It'll knock your cold right out. I've got a bottle right here, and I took some the last 3 days, and you just got to go down to your corner grocery store and get Smith's cough remedy. Would you run down to the store and get Smith's cough remedy? Now, what in the world does that have to do with President Biden being in UK with Boris Johnson? They are meeting. They are standing in front of the press. Boris Johnson has been vaccinated. He also had COVID. And we're now learning that if you have had COVID, you are like 99.5% likely not to get it. Plus, if you're vaccinated, that's even better. President Biden is fully vaccinated, and we have been told by the CDC, by anybody and everybody, even Dr. Fauci himself, if you have been fully vaccinated and you are with other people that are fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks. So they're meeting, and they're standing in front of the cameras, and President Biden is talking about COVID. We're going to, I think what, the U.S., I think they announced today, is going to buy a half billion doses of COVID vaccine and send it to countries and so on, because we got to beat this this COVID thing. And so they're talking about the cure for COVID, and the way to get the cure is to get vaccinated. And they both have masks on. What does that communicate to the world? I'm serious. I'm sorry. I found it entertaining. What does that communicate to the world? You know, wouldn't it have been better for both of them to stand before the cameras and say, We are so glad we don't have to wear masks anymore. Oh, my goodness. We are so relieved. It was such a pain. We did it, of course, but we don't have to wear masks. And you know what? If you will get vaccinated, you won't need to wear a mask either. That's why we want to send a half billion doses of the vaccine so people won't get it, won't have to. It's just, I don't know. I just, I don't get it. Yeah, okay. This is not funny. Headline, more Christian teachers having to defend their right to free speech. And here's the story out of Oregon. It's a story of Rachel Damiano, who is an assistant principal at North Middle School in Grants Pass, Oregon, and Katie Medart, who teaches science in the same school. Got it? Assistant principal, science teacher, middle school in Grants Pass, Oregon. Well, their school district recently adopted a, quote, gender identity education policy, which would require all of the educators in their school district to call students by their preferred pronouns and to allow males to go into girls' bathrooms, girls to go into boys' bathrooms, and the teachers have got to support this. Well, these two teachers, one is assistant principal, one's a science teacher, middle school, they have started a website called iResolve. They offer a reasonable, loving, and tolerant solution to this impasse because there are some teachers who say, wait a minute, I have religious convictions about that. So they started a website to try again to offer a, I'm quoting, reasonable, loving, and tolerant solution. So what happened? They were both suspended. Yeah, for offering a reasonable, loving, and tolerant solution which would allow them to adhere to their firmly held religious beliefs and convictions. They were suspended. Doesn't it sound similar to what happened in Virginia to the elementary school teacher that we were just talking about? He went to court. He won. He has been reinstated. The Pacific Justice Institute, headed up by Brad Dacus, has taken up the case of these two teachers, and they are taking the school board in Grants Pass, Oregon, to court. Good for them. I hope and I pray the same thing happens with these two fine teachers that happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. But isn't it sad that Christians who choose to stay in the public school system are being suspended and losing their jobs simply because they hold biblical convictions? By the way, under the current education department, these cases are going to become more and more widespread. Yep. All right. Quick break. We'll return.